Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apologies, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Yesterday in our study of 2 Peter chapter 1, we were taught that the preacher's messages that are inspired by God are always relative. Let's continue with that thought today. And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Peter says, as long as he is in this tabernacle, he said, as long as I'm breathing, I'm going to keep you in remembrance. And in verse 15, he says, even after he's dead, after my decease, he says. He said, I will keep preaching to you after I'm dead. You know, some of you hear some great old radio preachers, Oliver B. Green, Lester Roloff, perhaps McGee, and some others that have been dead. They've been off the scene for a few years, and yet they still speak, and they're putting us still in remembrance. And it just goes to prove that if you preach the Word and you stick to the Word of God, it'll be very pertinent in any generation. You don't have to come up with a new speaker and a new message. The Word of God is an eternal book. But we see three important words here in 2 Peter 1, verse 15. He uses the word endeavor, and that means an all-out effort. Are we making an all-out effort to keep the basic steps of service active in our life? Are we keeping these things with an all-out effort that are listed in verses 5 through 7? And then he uses the word decease here in verse 15. And that is the same Greek word for exodus. It is used when referring to the children of Israel leaving the wilderness in Hebrews chapter 11. Well, when we die, our soul simply makes an exodus from the body. Our spirit makes an exodus from this body. And so, my friend, when a person dies, it doesn't mean cessation. He doesn't cease to exist. But rather, this person simply passes from one state to another. But he does not cease to exist. His spirit and his soul goes on and awaits the resurrection of the body. Now, a third term we see here, how would they have these things? Well, what things? Well, the written word of God. If they're going to have these things always in remembrance, they're going to need something. And so even this very book, 2 Peter, is a part of that, the written word of God, to keep them reminded. Now, my friend, let me ask you a very important question. If your soul was to make an exodus from your body this day, would your spirit be with Christ, or would it be in hell? You see, death means separation, not cessation. And so, my friend, if your soul left your body today, where would it spend eternity? Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man comes unto the Father but by me. Now, my friend, that sounds narrow, and it is. And may I remind you, it should be. The way into life eternal is the narrow way. Broad is the way that leadeth unto destruction, and many there be that go therein. Those are the words of Jesus. Now, my friend, many of you would say you think Jesus was a very good person. You might even say that he was God. And yet, you would argue, when he says that only he is the way to heaven, all other ways lead to hell. So, my friend, please understand, if you have not received Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, then hell is your eternal destiny. Jesus was indeed and is indeed Almighty God. When he was here on earth, he was Almighty God in the flesh. And his flesh was a tent, a veil, that covered the real person. Now, my friend, God loves you. The Bible says that all of us have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Now, that includes me, but it also includes you. God is holy, and God must punish sin. Otherwise, he would not be true to himself, and no one could trust his word. This whole world would then be thrown off course. In Romans chapter 6:23, the first half of that verse, it says the wages of sin is death. That's final, complete separation from God forever in the lake of fire. Again, sin must be paid for. And so, the wages of sin is death. Now, that's grim news, is it not? But my friend, that's only the first half of this verse. For the second half of Romans 6:23 says, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Now, friend, you can't save yourself. Salvation is the gift of God. The Bible says in Ephesians 2:8-9, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. You cannot get good enough to deserve heaven. You cannot work your way to heaven. You can't even get good enough for Jesus to save you. You must come to him as you are. Jesus Christ came to this earth to die for your sins. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24 says that he bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sin, should live unto righteousness. Yes, God's Son shed his precious blood on the cross to pay for every sin you or I ever have or ever will commit. That's why the Bible records in Isaiah chapter 53 that although it was his only begotten Son on the cross, when he saw my sin and your sin and all the sin of all men upon his own Son, his attitude about sin did not change, and he poured out his wrath. However, 3 days later, Jesus rose up from the dead. He conquered all that conquered us. And he now has the keys of hell and of death. Your responsibility is simply to repent. The Bible says in Acts 17:30 that God commandeth all men everywhere to repent, because he has appointed a day in which he will judge the world. In Acts 3:19 he says, repent ye therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, when the times of refreshing shall come from the Lord. Jesus said in Luke 13:3, except you repent, you shall all likewise perish, that is, go to hell. Now, what does that word repent mean? Well, it has the idea of to turn from. It means to change the mind. It is a 180-degree turn. Okay, you're facing one east, you turn to the west. In other words, what it is saying, all right, I'm turning from my sin, but especially it's turning from depending upon myself or depending upon my religious creations, and is turning to Christ, is trusting him solely for the salvation of your soul, believing that he died on the cross for your sins and that his blood paid in full your penalty, and that he rose up from the dead, victorious over hell, victorious over the grave, believing that he literally, physically arose for you. Then you call upon him to save your soul. My friend, why not right now, right where you are, pray and ask the Lord to save you? I'm going to form a prayer. The prayer that I form will only be words if you really don't mean it in your heart. But if you really do mean it, and you'd like to ask the Lord to save you, then pray this prayer. Dear God, I know I'm a sinner, and I need forgiveness. Forgive me of my sins. I believe that Jesus Christ shed his precious blood on the cross and died for my sin. I believe that 3 days later, he rose up from the dead. By your help, I am willing to turn from my sin and self. And I right now invite Jesus Christ to come into my heart and my life as my Lord, as my God, as my Savior. Save me right now. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, my friend, if you just prayed that prayer, I want to ask you a question. Did you really mean it? If you meant it, and you just asked the Lord to save you, then I want to ask you to do something. Now, what I'm asking you to do will not get you into heaven. What you just did right now to ask the Lord to save you, it's Jesus that gets you into heaven. Okay? But if you're really sincere and you meant it, then write me and say, Brother Andy, I just asked the Lord to save me, listening to your broadcast. That will encourage us to keep on keeping on and share this good news with others. It will also help us to continue to share this good news on your radio station. And I also will send you a booklet, absolutely free, titled Building Blocks. Now, many people have written and have received that booklet, and I have yet to put them on a mailing list. They're not mailed things and begged for money. No, I send this booklet because this booklet will instruct you on how to grow in your new Christian life. It'll show you how to pray. It'll show you what you ought to pray for. It'll show you some things about doctrine. It'll show you some things about how to study the Bible, how to serve God. And I want you to have this booklet. You might already be saved and you're listening to this broadcast and you're a faithful listener. And you'd say, Brother Andy, I would like to have that booklet just to be able to put myself into remembrance. I would like to have that booklet just to be able to help new believers and to disciple them. Then you write me and I'll send you that booklet absolutely free. And by the way, if you write me and ask for that booklet, you can take that same booklet to your pastor and he can copy it page for page. And I have copyright on the book, and that means copy it right out of there as far as I'm concerned, because we're not out to make money, my friend. We're out to disciple people for Christ. We're concerned about souls. So write us and let our ministry expand beyond this radio microphone. Let it be able to expand through you to others. Well, I want to thank you for listening today to the Lamp and Light broadcast. And my friend, please allow the lamp of God's Word to be the light that you follow today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click to the lamp and light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no break. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.